Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, and we have several questions posed by Rami Bar Chama, and then several tangential questions posed by other Amoraim about the issue of Sheilah. Boy Rami Bar Chama, Sha'ala L'Rivu Ammahu. Let's say that somebody borrowed a cow, but for bestiality, not for work. Is he then have all the same liabilities and exemptions as a regular shoel? Kid, a shaili in shibainan, do we need him to borrow like a normal borrowing to be in the parsha? Hachilo shaili in shim, people don't borrow for that. O Dilma, tamamai mishum hanah. Maybe the issue of shaila is that you're getting hanah. Hai nami hait le hanah. And him in a sick way, he's getting hanah. All right, so let's see another question. Let's say he borrowed an animal just to show off that he has an animal. Let him people think that he owns such a rich animal, such an expensive animal, but he's not going to use it. Mamona ba'in va'ika. Do we need there to be some sort of value there, and that there exists? So dilma mamona de'id lehanami ne'ba'inan. Maybe there needs to be value that he's getting direct and tangible benefit from, in which case he's not a shoel. All right. What if he borrowed the animal in order to do minimal work, less than a shoel pruta? Mamona ba'inan va'ika, there is some value. Perhaps, like we've seen many times in earlier in the Masachet and Kiddushin, less than a shav pruta might be nothing. All right, shal shtei parot lasot ben pruta, and this is similar to the question asked in the first parak of Kiddushin. Shal shtei parot lasot ben pruta. Let's say he borrowed two cows to do a pruta's worth of work. Mahu. We look at the borrower and the lender, and the borrower borrowed a shavapruta worth of work from a cow. Maybe we have to look at the parot. But each one is not producing a shavapruta of work, so it's not a shoel. Let's say that he borrowed from partners, and one of the partners came along to work. Maybe for the exemption of balavimo, you need to have all the owner, meaning, in this case, both owners, and that you don't have. Maybe he's pater for the half that belongs to this guy. In other words, maybe if something happens, he only has to pay half to the other guy. So flip it. Let's say partners borrowed a cow, and the owner came to work with one of them. Do we need the entire shoel to have the owner with him? Maybe the fellow who has the owner with him, that partner, maybe he's potter and the other one's chayiv, half. Now, this is going into the issue of ketubah and of ownership of a woman who's married. Let's say he borrowed from a woman and her husband came along to work. Or isha shishala v'nish'al ba'al. Or a woman borrowed a cow, and the owner came and worked for the husband, not for her. Mahu. And that all depends on this. Kinyan perot, kinyan guftami, although, after all, the husband has a kinyan perot, that's Rabbi Yochanan's position, of course, famously. The husband has a kinyan perot in the woman's property. Does that make him really an owner, kinyan aguf? And therefore, if he's present, it's like the owner's present, etc. Or perhaps kinyan perot lav kinyan aguf from Shimon Lakish's position, in which case he's a separate person. So Amar Avinu Rav Ashi. Now we go away from Amar Bar Chama for a moment. Ha'omer l'shtuchot tsev hash'eli imparati, v'sha'eli imparati. A fellow sends a messenger and says, go lend my parah out and you go work with it. Mahu. Do we need the real owner to be there? We apply the principle that a shaliach of a person is like him himself. So now, that question, and then the last question from Bar Chama, we're going to deal with as follows. Baal, the issue of the husband in the wife's property, or the wife borrowed and the husband goes to work, plukta Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. That's the famous machloket. Shliach pluktad Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yoshia. And Shliach is another machloket of late Tanoim. Let's see it. Baal pluktad Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, mar mocher sadeh l'chaverol the perot. Let's say you sell a field to another fellow just for its perot. Yochanan mar movet meviva korei. Yochanan says the buyer takes the fruit and he brings it as bikurim. He also can make the kriya and say to Hashem, I have come to the land that you have given me. Rish Lakish says that he brings the Bikurim, but he can't make the Kriya because he's not the owner of the land, because a Kinyan Perot, Lav Kinyan Aguf. Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Viva Korei, Kinyan Perot, Lav Kinyan Aguf, Tami. And that's how it lays out very simply. And so they're saying, therefore, the same issue would apply to the Baal and the Isha in their relation with the borrowing. Now, Shliach, the last question that was asked, Plugta Rabbi Yonatan Rabbi Yishiyahu, why Ditanya? Ha'omer l'apotropos, if you tell a gar, a ward, a trustee, Kol nedarim shtei ishti nodert mikanat shevom akomploni, I'm going away, my wife makes nedarim. So any neder that she makes, until I come back, haferla, I'm directing you to immediately repudiate it. I might think it works. The husband has to confirm or repudiate the vow. Rabbi Yishiyahu says, therefore, a shliach cannot stand in place of the Baal when it comes to things like this. Rabbi Yonatan is willing to be more expansive with the application of the rule Shulcho Shel Adam Kamoto, and therefore the apotropos can repudiate the vows. Now, Amalei Rav Ilish the Rava, Ha'omer La'avdo Tzei V'Hisha'el Imparati. So he does a little bit of a twist on the last question. What if you tell your servant to go out, bring the para, and work with it? Mahu. So the answer is Tibay Laman Damar Shulcho Shel Adam Kamoto, Tibay Laman Damar Shulcho Shel Adam Eino Kamoto. This question could be asked according to Rabbi Yishiyahu. In other words, even though Rabbi Yishiyahu would say that Shulcho Shel Adam Eino Kamoto, the Eved might be, and it could be asked according to Rabbi Yonatan, who says Shulcho Shel Adam Kamoto, here it might not be. Let's see. A shliach is a person of mitzvot, is a person of accountability. Well, Eved, lo bar mitzvah, lo. Eved, who himself is an Eved Kanani, is not bar mitzvah, as it were. Therefore, he is not considered to be a worker, a representative of the Baal. Odoma, afil man damar, ein shlochos adam kamato. With a regular shliach, it's not meaningful. After all, an Eved is an extension of the master. He can't make his own kinyan. He's totally, has really no autonomy at all. So Marley, Rashi answered him, Mistabri Yad Eved Kiad Rabo Damya. The last position seems most reasonable, that an Eved in every circumstance, and even Rabbi Yoshi would agree, that if the Eved took the para and worked with it, that would be considered as if the owner were there. Okay, back to Ram Bar Chama, who posed those first seven questions. By Ram Bar Chama, Baal Benichse Ishto. So now just the general question about a husband's relationship to his wife's property. Shoel Have or Socher Have? Is he considered to be a Shoel of the property while they're married or a Socher? The question is how you look at the fact that he has responsibilities to her. Is that considered like a payment, so it's rent or not? So I'm a Rava, the Fum Chorfa Shabeshta. Rava said that basically you're so sharp, Rabbi Bachama, but you end up asking a silly question, or wrong question. Meaning, manafshach. Either way, it doesn't matter. In shoel have, if the husband's a shoel, then sheila b'balim he. That anything that happens with him is sheila b'balim. And therefore he's not liable. In socher have, same thing. If he's a socher, schir b'balim he. And the same deal. So therefore, at no point does it make a difference if he's a shoel or a socher, because he's the owner, or he is considered to be an owner, and therefore anything that happens, there's no liability. Ela kekem b'ayler b'chama. I'll tell you what b'chama really was asking. Do agar mina para v'hadonaspa. A man rented a para from a woman, and later he married her. Now shoel have, when he marries her, is he a shoel? O socher have, and what's the difference? Shoel have v'atis sheila b'balim afka schirut shelo b'balim. Sheila is a stronger responsibility. So you could argue that if he was originally a socher, and then when he married her, he automatically became a shoel on the property, the sheila b'balim came and trumped the schirut shelo b'balim, which means now if something happens, he's exempt because it's b'balim. O dimo socher have, maybe you'd say that when he marries her, he's a socher, which means schirut akadakai mekaima, the original schirut stays in place, which is not schirut b'balim. And therefore, if something happens, he is liable. But that's not really true, because umayshnadi shoel have da'ati sheila b'malim afka l'schirut shelo b'balim. It's something of an artificial push to say that if he was originally a socher and now became a shoel, the schirut gets knocked out. Same thing, if he was originally a socher, and now being married he's a socher, that second schirut should come and knock it out in any case. So back to square one, which is Rambam Bar Chama's question, doesn't have any practical implications. El kam by Rambam Bar Chama, so now let's try a third tack. I'm going to Agra Ihi Par Mi Alma. She rented a cow, Vahadar Naspa, and then she got married. This is the machloket Rabbanu Rabbi Yossi in Baba Kama. What happens if a shoel sorry, a socher then lends the parah to somebody else and something happens. So according to Rabbanan, who say the shoel has to pay the socher, the socher takes a shvuah to the owner that he didn't, it wasn't niganav or nevad or avad, and he's off the hook, and he really gains here. So according to them, lo tibaylach. Why? Devadai sheila malim hi. This is certainly considered sheila b'malim. The only question that Rambam Bar Chama is asking, according to the way we fixed it, is this strange case where she rented a cow and then she got married, so it means it goes from a socher. If the husband's a shoel, then it's going from a socher to shoel. If not, it's going from a socher to socher. So if it's going from a socher to shoel, according to Rabbanan, and something dies, and it dies, then it's still going to go back to the socher. But a libra b'yosi da amar tachzir par labalim arishonim, that what you have to do is return the par to the original owner. My. Shoel have or socher have. So now what's the husband? Is he a shoel or a socher? If he's a socher, then it's just an extension of the schirut. If he's a shoel, then that exact case will play out. Okay, so amar Rava, ba'al lo shoel have lo socher have. Rava says the entire question doesn't start. The husband's not a shoel, he's not a socher, el lokeach have. He's considered a lokeach. How do we know that? Rabbi Yosef Bechanin, a famous statement. If a woman has nichsimilog, she sells it while her husband's alive, and then she predeceases him, her husband can now go with the earlier claim, going back to the date of the marriage, and take it away from the kuchot. The husband's considered a lokeach in nichsimilog, and therefore he's neither a shoal nor a socher, he's really an owner. Okay, by Rambam Bar Chama. So Rambam Bar Chama gets in one last question. Baal benichse ishto mi ma'al. And again, he asked this question without a lot of detail. If the husband, and the case here is that the woman inherited property that included some hekdesh, nobody knew what the hekdesh was, and somehow it got used for chulin. So the question is, who's liable for me'ilah? So I'm a Rava, man limol. So Rava says, who do you want to be mo'el? Limol baal? You want the husband to be mo'el? Tatera nechale delikni, isura lo nechale delikni. He wants to receive the heter, he doesn't want to take possession of the isur. So why should he be moel? Timolihi? Do you think the wife should be moel? Tateranamilo nechala delikni. She doesn't want the husband to get any of it. The problem is when the husband uses it. Nimalu beitin? You want maybe the beitin, you want to consider that perhaps the beitin is moel when they made the takana that he gets the stuff? But the Rabbanan only made the takana that the husband is a lokeach here and gets the stuff that she inherits when it comes to heter, not the hektish stuff. The answer is that the husband is moel, but only when he uses it, not when he gets it. When he uses it for chulin, he gets money and he spends it on something, then he's moel at that point. Just like any time that you take ma'ot hektesh and you use them for chulin, that's when you're mo'el. Same thing here. Okay, bye, Elohu. Now go back to the essential issue of she'ila. Kachash basar machmat malachamai. What if the animal becomes weaker as a result of the work that you do when you borrowed it? Are you liable for that? So one of the rabbanon for Rav Chilki Abreidu of Av Yashmei. This particular rabbi said, Chaldachimet machmat malachachat mechayiv. What, you think if the animal were to die while it was doing the work, you'd be chayiv? Such that you're asking, are you also chayiv for the depreciation? So, Neymar, why don't you just say to the guy, I didn't borrow the cow to let it sit in the barn. I borrowed it to work. That's what I borrowed it for. Rava, what's Rava's answer? Certainly, if it depreciates and loses some of its fat or whatever it is because of the work, you're potter. Even if it dies while doing malacha, that's the one time a shoal is potter, famously. Why? I didn't borrow the animal for it to sit under a shade. I borrowed it to work. A guy borrowed a tool from another fellow, Itbar, and then it broke. And there was evidently some neglect involved. Ata the kame de Rava. So came to Rava Marley, Zil Aiti Sadi Lav Shanita Be. Vifater. Rava said, go bring witnesses that you didn't misuse the tool and use it improperly, and then you're potter. Vileka sadi mai. So what if I don't have witnesses? So toshma dahu gavu. We have a story about a man. The shoyel ganargami chavre v'itbar. Same thing. He borrowed a tool. Atal kamei rava marle zil shalim le nargamalia. You have to go buy him a new tool. So amalei Rav Kahana Ravasi dino hacha. They turned to Rav and said, is that really the law? Veshatik Rav, meaning the law. He's liable. What is he liable for? He's liable to give back the broken tool and then give the owner the difference, what it would cost to fix it, or the difference between that and a good tool, not to buy him a new tool and keep it. Fashati Grav, Rav didn't have an answer. And indeed, Hilchatak Rav Kana Rav Asi. Indeed, that's the halacha. You return the tool to the owner, and then you have to pay him, you bring him back the broken part, and then you fix it. If you give him the, and you have to pay him for the difference. Okay, how Gavra Deshal Davla Michavre? There was a fellow who, borrowed a pail from a fellow of Itbar. It's coming to Papa. Amarle, I decided to lo shanita be. Again, bring witnesses that you didn't misuse it. Pipater. Gavra Deshal Shunar Michavre. It's an interesting case. A guy borrowed a cat. A bunch of rats came and killed the cat, which he was probably getting the cat in order to kill the rats. Yati Ramashi Velkim Rabbi. So Rashi now asked the question, Ki hai gavna mai, ki meta machan alacha dami alo. Is this sort of killed in action? And so therefore the show will be putter or not? So Amr Rav Mordechai Ravashi, Rav Mordechai turned to him and said, Hachi Ravimi Hagroni Mishmeidu Rava, quoting Rava, who said, Gavra Dinashi Katluhu, if a man gets killed by a bunch of women, then lo dina velo dayana, there's no din to make here. And like Rashi points out here, lo ayalo lipobi adan. He shouldn't have fallen into their hands. In other words, this cat should not have fallen into... The owner, the shoel, should have been more careful than to let the cat fall into the hands of all these mice. Ikad Amri, the other version of the case, is Achil Achbari Tuva V'chav Elumit. The cat ate up so many mice, he got sick and died. And Rav Ashi V'kamayin Bar Rashi then asked the same question. Again, is this Meitam Acham Malacha? Morachai Rav Ashi, Achim Ravim Egronia, now he's not quoting Rava. Gavra Dinashi Katluhu, if a man gets killed by a bunch of women, like Rashi points out, he has relations with a lot of women and as a result he dies, Lodina Velo Dayana, should have been more careful. And in this case, the guy should have been more careful with the cat that he was watching. He can't call it Maita Maita Macham Malacha. Okay, last piece we're going to do. Amarav Ahayman Deboy Lemishal Midi Michavre Veli Pater. Let's say a guy wants to be sharp, wants to borrow something and not have the risk of the liability. Namele, he should say to the fellow, Ashkin Maya, come give me a drink, as he's borrowing it. So therefore, it's Ba'al Avimo. But if the owner is sharp, Neymar, he'll say, Shal Bereshav Ha'ad Ashkiach. You first borrow it, then I'll give you water. Amarava, Makri Dardiki, a teacher, Shatla, a gardener, Tavcha, a sheikhet, Umna, a doctor, bloodletter, Safar Mata, the town barber. These are all people who are serving the public. Kuhun bi'idan avitayu kishelim ba'alim namu. These are people, while they're doing their work, it's all considered she'elah ba'alim. And therefore, if you borrow something from them at the time, then it's considered she'elah ba'alim in your potter. Hamura abonu l'rava. So you have this curious back and forth. The student said to Rava, Shayalan mar, you're borrowed to us. Right? Ikpid, Rava got upset. Amalahu l'afkuye mamona kabaitu. You're trying to take my money away from me. In other words, you want to borrow something from me and say, since I'm borrowed to you, therefore you could lose it and share the volume and you be potter. Adara atun shi'utun li, lahefech. You're borrowed to me, and I'll prove it. Ilu ana matzi ishtamuti l'chum masachta masachta. I could change which masachta we're learning. Atun l'matzit l'ishtamuti. You can't change it. In other words, I'm in charge here. So for you're borrowed to me. And therefore, if I borrow something of yours, it's shelo balim, not the opposite. Velohi. And now, temper's cool, and now we say what the real halacha is. Iu shoya lohu b'yom edachala. He's borrowed to them on the day of the public lecture. Inu shi'ilu le b'shayomi. And the rest of the time, they're borrowed to him, really. Now, Maremar Rachanina Ogir Kudnaita Bechozoi. This particular Maremar, evidently not the famous Maremar, rented out a mule to Bechozoi, and Nafik Lidluye to Una Bahadayu. Evidently, in this read, he went out to help them load the animal. Shela Babalim. Pashu Balmit. And they were Poshea, and the animal died. In other words, it wasn't just, it was a Pshia, some sort of neglect. Out to the committee of Rava. They came to Rava. Chayvinu. Rava said, you're chayv. Rabbanu Rava, the student said, Pshia b'balim hui. What are you talking about? This is Pshia b'balim. The balim were there. Yichsif. Rava was embarrassed because he didn't have an answer. He was evidently caught wrong. But the Sophie, going milta, the lamesar ta'una hu denafak. It turned out that the owner had never gone out to do work. He went out just to see and make sure they weren't loading it too much. There was no Pshia b'balim. Rava was right. So now, by the way, Rava's embarrassment would only make sense, according to the opinion, that Pshia b'balim potter, and then he was wrong to say chayiv. But according to the opinion that says, we saw in the previous podcast, that Shayla, the Pshia b'balim is chayiv, I was embarrassed, even if that's the way it happened, he still should be chayiv. So the answer is that the story is wrong. Lomiv shapashuba, there was no pshia here, ala ignuvi ignuv, the animal was stolen. Umeita kadarka bei ganav have, and then it died in a normal fashion while it was at the ganav's house. Vatul kamer rabba chavinu, and rabba said yuchayiv. In other words, because it was stolen on your watch. I'm really rabban on the rabba, and the rabbanan said, gnev ba balimi, what are you talking about? This is gnev while the balim were there. Ichsif, so again, rabba was embarrassed, because here there's no issue of pshia. And if indeed the Bailim were part of the deal, then they are potter for the Gneva. So they go, I melted the Mesatuna, who did not fuck. And then we turned out, like we said before, that it turned out that the owner had not come out in order to help them load the donkey, but rather in order to just supervise and make sure they weren't overloading the donkey. There wasn't Sheila Bailim, and therefore the Gneva was going to give him a Bailim, and they really were Chayav, and Rava was right. And like we saw earlier in the Masechet, another example where the Posek got the halacha right, even though he was given misinformation, and when we discovered the real information, he indeed was correct. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem at the next Mishnah, Mishnah Bet, on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.